We bring in now the champ, Jermaine Taylor, live down in Biloxi, Mississippi. JT, how you doing?
I'm doing good, fellas. How y'all doing?
Oh, fantastic. Appreciate you taking the time. I know you're right in the middle of training. We talked to you a couple of weeks ago before you left. How's training been since then?
Well, actually, I'm done with the training. I just kind of kicked some butt, man, you know. Training was good, man. I woke up this morning already on weight. Just had breakfast. Had me some pasta last night with chicken and spinach. And everything's going perfect.
So how much easier has it been? I talked to Pat Burns last night, and he said that you're on weight. How much easier has it been being on weight throughout, a lot of this training session?
You know, I got to give the coach. You know, he tells me, as soon as we pull up at these fights, I don't have to worry about anything. I don't have to worry about the food, about the training, about nothing, you know, because he takes care of everything. Whatever he say, I do it, and everything works out. I've had no problem with weight. Everything is good.
So I know when we talked to you before, you almost said you had, I don't want to say a different mindset, but you were able to handle the fact that you can put certain things aside. And do you feel that your mind is a lot clearer when that's your approach?
Oh, yeah. I mean, imagine if you're focused on losing 6-7 pounds, you know, that's all you're going to think about is their weight. You know, I learned that from a mid-man angel. You know, all you want to focus on is the fight. And, man, and that's all my mind is on, the fight, because I know Coach Pat, my mid-man, and they'll handle everything else.
Caleb Truax tomorrow night, the Beau Rivage Resort in Biloxi, Mississippi. In terms of your fight strategy, what have you and Pat talked about that you want to establish early on?
Make sure I keep that jab in his face. A lot of pressure, just going there and work, you know, and I always got my own strategy, just going there and beat him up. You know, by any means necessary, beat him up.
I saw a quote from Mike Tyson that said, everyone has a game plan until they get hit, and then everything changes. So what do you think Truax, what does he specifically do that you're going to watch out for?
There's nothing. He comes to fight. He's a fighter. He comes to fight. You know, I've watched a little bit of him on YouTube, but not much. And it's just, you know, he's a fighter, man. You know, and I'm not going to sit there and study him and figure out what he does. It's good. I'm not worried about none of that. All I'm going to do is go ahead and do what I do best, and that's win the fight.
Do a lot of boxers, are they like you where they go into it saying, you have to be able to match up to my style? I'm not going to worry about what you do if I'm focused on what I do. Is that common throughout other boxers?
No, I've heard of boxers watching tape, and they, you know, all night long, and just studying guys, so they know them by heart. But, you know, hey, man, I'm a fighter. There's no telling what I'm going to do. I'm getting there and hit him with a punch that he ain't going to know where it came from. You know, and it's just, I don't know, different styles for different fighters.
Hey, Jermaine, Sully here. Hey, what's it like? I want you to dial back in your memory. This is going to be Truax's first bout with a guy, a world-class fighter like yourself, a former champion. What was it like the first time you stepped in with, say, you know, even a Bernard Hopkins, the first few punches? Is it a different world?
It's a totally different world, you know, because, it's a better opponent. And when you're fighting the best opponent that you ever fought, you have to tell yourself that no matter what, I'm going to win this fight. That's exactly what I don't know how he feel about it, but, you know, that's what I told myself, is that no matter what, I'm going to win this fight. And that's the mindset I have according to my next fights. You know, that no matter what, I'm going to pull it out.
When did you leave Little Rock to go down to Mississippi?
I got here Monday.
And that what leading up to that, what is the, I guess, the biggest distractions that you have to deal with, other than talking to knuckleheads like us on the radio leading up to it? But is there other things that you just despise? Like, there's one thing you say, man, if I could just throw this out and not have to deal with this as part of the fight, I would not want to do it.
Well, you know, now that I'm on weight, you know, that's the only thing, you know, they used to get on my nerves. But, you know, you know you had to make weight. And I used to show up, you know, 6-7 pounds overweight and had to lose 6 pounds in the morning of the way he is. It was just stupid, you know. But as long as that's out now, I don't have any distractions. Everything is perfect.
I get very grouchy when I don't eat. So you're already at weight right now. Do you seem to be on edge? Like, you know, does your wife or your kids say, "Man, you seem a little bit more edge now that you know you're in"? Of course, you're in great shape, but you're probably not able to eat what you wanted to throughout the training session.
Well, actually, you know, I was on edge as soon as I got to Mississippi. You know, and man, I've been eating all through. Since I've been here. But as far as being on edge, man, I'm a little on edge, of course. But I'm just looking forward to the fight.
Hey, Jermaine, boxers talk about road work. You worked out at Little Rock for the first time. Give us an idea where we could see Jermaine running at what time of the day. Did you ever run at Two Rivers Park, or do you run around a track? Where would we see Team Taylor, and how fast do you run a mile?
Oh, man, I was at Mommel Park.
Imagine running around Mommel Park and seeing
Oh, who was that? The guy just lapped me three times. He must be somebody.
Yeah, my sprint work, I was at Oak Grove. And as far as my mile, I did a mile in under 6 minutes. I can't remember the exact time. What was the exact time?
5:44.
Yeah,
5:44, that is freaking crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Under six. You know, I did my 880s. We did like, I don't know how many of them, but it was a gang of them. And all those had to be under 3 minutes. And it was great work. I asked Ben first about it. He'll tell you.
When do you stop sparring? What was the last sparring session?
I think I stopped sparring. I left that Monday. I stopped sparring that Friday.
Okay, so, and your workouts leading up to it, have you been going twice a day, a few hours a day? Just give us a little idea of how intense those workouts are leading up to tomorrow night.
Yesterday we did a couple miles on the treadmill, and I did a couple miles, rounds on the pads, and not much, you know, just shaking out, make sure your muscles loose, make sure everything's working right, and, you know, just a shake out, not a workout, really, just a shakeout.
Jermaine Taylor, Bad Intentions, joining us in the zone. Fights Caleb Truex tomorrow night at Biloxi, Mississippi.
Yeah, showtime.
Showtime fight.
Yeah, 10 o'clock. It'll be a late fight because I think there's two fights before Jermaine's, and the coverage begins at 10 o'clock.
It'll give folks plenty of time to get down there. And talking to Pat last night, JT, he spoke about how you've been low profile. And I can't imagine the highs that you've had and the energy and excitement and all eyes on you. When he says low profile, I can't imagine, you know, you going into a fight as low profile. How do you even – do you change anything around you? Is it just your mindset to where you guys are staying low profile down there?
You know what? I don't worry about all that what's going on. All thing I worry about is getting this ring and just taking care of business, you know. I found my love for boxing again, and just loving the sport of boxing. So as far as the profile and getting out and meeting people, I don't have time for that, man. I come here for one thing, and it has to beat this boy up.
I'm sure he knows that's why he come. And we got obviously a lot of your fans listening right now. Is there anything you want to say to them?
I want to say to all my Arkansas fans, man, I love y'all so much, and thank you so much for your support. If it wasn't for y'all, I don't know where I'd be today. But and thank you so much for you guys at the Buzz. Always been there. Steve, I appreciate you. Justin Aker, hey, I'm getting back. Thank you, Pat Brady. Thank you, Joe. Thanks, everybody up there, man. I appreciate y'all so much.
You mind if we take one call here for you, a question? We lost Jermaine. There's lights. There's knobs.
It's like master control. It's
there's
like the
buttons.
Yeah.
Everything's flashing. I feel like I'm flying a 747 out here. JT, sorry about that, my man. I'm running the board, which is a scary thing.
Okay.
But before we let you go, I know you got so many things on your mind right now, and I know you're on Twitter, @Jermaine811. Now you get a lot of these guys that'll tweet, you know, in between, you know, during games, before games.
No, you want him to tweet between rounds?
Any chance that you could tweet between rounds?
I doubt it, babe.
He said, "I doubt it, babe." Well, you know, there's, we had a question for you here, but I don't think we'll be able to get him in.
A
reasonable thought?
Yeah, we can get him.
Okay, Freaky Joe's gonna pull. His reasonable thought. JT's got a question for you.
Hey, good morning. Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, good morning, Jared. Jermaine Taylor, how you doing today?
Yeah, how you doing, man?
Good, good. I have some quick words for you. I just want to tell you you're a blessing to the state of Arkansas. You're a blessing to the state through your God-given talent of boxing. I really, and my family, appreciate you on how you represent the state on television. We love you. We know, you know, you're a great boxer. I know you're a good husband. I know you're a good father. Keep up the good work. Keep your head up, and we love you, man. Keep it up.
Thanks, reasonable thought.
Thank you so much, hey man. I appreciate those kind words so much. And as far as Arkansas, man, Arkansas is a blessing to me, you know. And I'm just, you know, if I was from anywhere else, I'd probably never been able to come back. But you know, just from being from Arkansas and knowing the values of Arkansas, and just everything about it, man, helped me to come back. You know, as far as the, hello?
Yes, we're still here.
Yeah, man. As far as my family and everything, thank you so much. You know, be like Tim McGraw, say, you know, I ain't no, you know.
Right.
I'm doing my best.
Can you give us a little tip of the hat, a little idea of maybe what kind of music that you're going to come out to tomorrow night? Get us hyped
a
little bit.
I was thinking about some country, but, you know, I had a change of heart last minute. I want something that's going, you know, have me in the mindset to just go in there and just go crazy on the sport. I got a song picked out. You know, there's I've been chilling out too, and it means a lot to me. The things I was going through, man, in my own life. So I picked this one. You're here.
I can't wait. There's one thing you know how to do. It's get everyone hyped up and get everyone in the mood to watch a beatdown. Jermaine Taylor, tomorrow night, fighting Caleb Truax, the Beau Rivage Resort and Casino, Biloxi, Mississippi. Showtime, 10 p.m. JT, we're behind you, buddy. We can't wait. If you need anything, you know where we're at, and I'm sure there's going to be a huge, huge group of people coming down there to watch it. We appreciate you taking your time, man.
Hey, man, I appreciate y'all for having me, man. I love you guys. Thank y'all.
All right, buddy. Love you too, champ.